This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Worf. Now it's time for the latest installment of Social Distancing. It's our series where we hear from you, our listeners, about the challenges and changes you're facing in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak. In our latest story, WFAE's Sarah D'Elia spoke to a Charlotte musician who's been supporting his family and trying to uplift his fans through daily Facebook concerts.
Back in March, when social distancing and stay-at-home orders were just starting to be the new normal, Charlotte singer-songwriter Josh Daniel was trying to figure out how he could continue to do what he loves while paying the bills. That was a new challenge for the full-time musician, since all of his gigs were canceled for the foreseeable future.
And my wife was like, why don't you just put your speaker outside and, like, play outside? I think our neighbors will like it.
So Josh did just that, and it turns out the neighbors were instant fans.
Everybody kind of came out on their porches and started hanging out, and they're like, are you going to do this again tomorrow? I'm like, yeah, I guess so. So that was kind of the genesis of it, is just deciding that, well, I'm going to play music either way. I mean, if I can't go play it in a venue, I'll just make the venue my house.
But the biggest crowd watching Josh's daily 5 p.m. concerts, or quarantine sessions as he calls them, are the ones tuning in virtually. Josh streams the concerts on Facebook, something he used to do during non-pandemic times when he played live music in venues. His sets last a couple of hours, and he plays a mix of jam band and oldies covers and original songs.
Americana slash bluegrass slash jam band kind of genre, so big fans of the Grateful Dead and the Band, and Wilco and My Morning Jacket, those kinds of bands that maybe change up the set list every night and improvise.
No two concerts are exactly the same. He credits the variety in his playlists and the consistency of the daily shows in the large online crowd he pulls, averaging 700 viewers, and that's just on Facebook, he says. He also streams the shows on his website. Viewers are from all over, California, Washington State, and then there are the super far-flung fans.
Ireland and Hawaii and Germany, and I mean, it's wild.
Josh is offering something so many need right now, good music and consistency. His show is something people can rely on. People know they can count on him to be the 5 o'clock entertainment they crave. And his family is feeling that gratitude. Between virtual tips fans send during shows and the merchandise he's selling online, Josh is continuing to support his family without having to leave his front porch.
I think I've sold 500 shirts, a couple hundred CDs, which, I mean, I have a Christmas CD and somebody's buying it. I'm like, clearly these people want to support me. I mean, they're buying a Christmas CD in the middle of May. And I appreciate the hell out of it, too. It's really nice of them. All those things are helping me pay my bills while we can't really work out in public.
Josh plays on average about 250 gigs a year. That's a lot of time on the road, away from his wife, Kelly, and their two kids, Maddie, age 4, and 2-year-old son, Sonny. You can often see them in the background on the front porch while Josh plays. These daily concerts have been the ultimate family bonding experience.
Even though it's a scary time, and I wish it wasn't like this, but for our family, it's in an interesting way, it's been really good.
Josh's family isn't just enjoying the time together, they also needed it. Before the pandemic hit, Josh's son, Sonny, was scheduled to have a major operation on his skull. Sonny was born with a genetic disorder called Apert syndrome, which causes skull fusions and can delay brain development. So on March 30th, which also happened to be Josh's 41st birthday, the family came together for Sonny's surgery.
We were definitely nervous about the virus and everything, but he was at Levine Children's and no one was getting in there with COVID. So this is a surgery that allows his brain to grow. And so his doctor's been watching him for months and months. And he said, we have to do this now.
Sonny spent about a week in the NICU recovering. Josh and his wife, Kelly, took turns going back and forth to the hospital and spending time at home with their daughter, Maddie. In an odd way, the stay-at-home order gave the family the thing it needed most, time. And Josh continued to play.
Gives me an escape, and it gives everyone an escape. At 5 o'clock, bam, here we are. The power of music is gonna, you know, get our minds off of what's going on in the world.
Sonny's surgery was a success, and he's recovering well. And while the family and close friends were aware of what was going on, Josh was at first hesitant to let in his hundreds of viewers on what the family had been going through. Sharing music was one thing, sharing such a personal story was another.
I just played every day, and I was out on the porch. And then on the day that he came home, our neighbors made a sign that said, "Welcome home, Sonny," and it was hanging on our front door, and you can see the front door in the stream.
That day, the day Sonny came home, felt like the right time to share with his fans.
It's a very special day here, too. Sonny came home today. He's been...
So that was the first time I said anything about it. You know, I said, these are all Sonny songs.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
There was an outpouring of support after that, and Josh is giving back. He's auctioned off memorabilia and even a chance to win a personal concert in your front yard with him. The money raised is going to an organization created by Sonny's surgeon, Dr. David Matthews. The Craniofacial Children Foundation teaches and provides surgeries like the one Sonny had in developing countries. Josh raised about $5,000 for the foundation.
Sonny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet.
When Josh thinks about what he misses about playing live music on stage in front of a crowd, there's plenty to miss. Like the camaraderie of playing with fellow musicians in person. That's just not the same through a screen. But mostly he's trying to enjoy his time with the best audience and stage he could ever ask for. His family and his home. And he's finding gratitude for those who appreciate him sharing not only his music, but his family's story during a time when most mics are turned off and most stages are dark. If you'd like to share how the coronavirus has changed your life, leave a voicemail at 704-916-9114 or go to WFAE.org for more information. And we hope you and your loved ones are taking care.
Even if we can kind of digitally be together, it makes everybody feel a little bit better. We're talking and we're interacting.